Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
What if there were a fire or another disaster and within seconds you got an emergency alert message from an EU satellite in space? Well, that, it seems, what they're trying to do with the Galileo Emergency Warning Satellite Service. I'm joined now by Executive Director of the EU Agency for the Space Programme, Rodrigo da Costa. Rodrigo, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much for having me this afternoon. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Tell me about the Galileo Emergency Warning Satellite Service.
So in Galileo, we have been doing a number of things. Galileo, the Europe's global satellite navigation system, is providing services, providing position services, and users are using them every day. If you have a mobile phone, you will probably be using Galileo when you're using your mapping app or any other map. Now, we want to bring that a step further. It's part of our work, and therefore we have been working with our partners at the European Commission, European Space Agency, and the European industry in order to deliver this new service, the Galileo Emergency Warning Satellite Service, which is now in planning.
Okay, and how and when could it be used?
So we are right now testing it. It's ongoing a testing phase. We started testing it ourselves and also with the Commission. Now we are starting a new testing phase where we will be involving the public civil authorities of EU member states, those that want to participate. And in 2025, we won't give that capability to the civil protection authorities to use as well this service.
So let's say there are fires sweeping across Europe in high summer. How would Galileo kick in?
So basically what happens in those type of situations, whenever there is a danger to populations or to assets, civil protections, they have their means to communicate emergency. It can be the traditional sirens, can be, of course, text messages via a cell phone. With Galileo, we want to add an extra layer of resilience, meaning messages that come directly from space that don't depend on any physical infrastructure that is installed, and by the way, may be damaged. And therefore, this will bring another layer of resilience.
Okay.
One important information, just to conclude, one important information, though, is this is optional, so civil protections can use this if they want. They don't have to. They can use any other means they want in order to warn populations.
Okay. Well, you said something very interesting there. Even if telecommunications infrastructure, for example, is damaged by that fire in this example, Galileo could still work. How quickly could Galileo get the warning messages to citizens?
So the tests that we have been doing show a very, very quick loop between the moment the civil protection would insert a message into the system until the moment it is received by the receiver. Again, can be a mobile phone, can be a car that is equipped with satellite navigation that allows for this service. We are talking in the order of very, very few minutes. So this is a very, very fast reaction, which, by the way, in such situations, reaction time is critical.
What about cybersecurity, though, Rodrigo? Because if a subversive state, an enemy state, wanted to, they could cause chaos, couldn't they, by getting Galileo to issue messages that were false?
Cybersecurity is one of our key areas of concentration at USPAT, our agency, but also when it comes to Galileo. Galileo is very important for us, and therefore we are working very hard to protect it physically, so the satellites and the ground systems, etc., but also protect it from a cyber point of view. And this is true, by the way, for the emergency warning satellite service, but also as much as our daily life already depends on global navigation satellite systems, it already depends on Galileo. We are working very hard to protect Galileo.
Okay.
We are doing 24/7 monitoring of the security of Galileo. We are accrediting the systems, etc., making sure that they are state-of-the-art in terms of cyber protection.
Well, the best of luck with the testing. It's fascinating indeed, no question about it. Rodrigo da Costa, who's the Executive Director of the EU Agency for the Space Programme. Thank you very much indeed.